So many people. Yeah, it's weird. Everyone's been asking me if I've been nervous. I've been saying I've been okay. Not anymore. So. But yeah, I didn't know they were going to be printing out the testimony. Thanks, Ansi, for not telling me that. I'll just start with the beginning. Before we start, I feel like my journey with God has been quite a normal one. There's nothing crazy that's happened or anything like that. But in terms of at the beginning, I don't come from a Christian background. No one in my at the time anyway, no one in my family was a Christian. But I did go to a Christian-based school. Some of us did go to it, studying at college. It was funny because they will remember this, but every time before we have lunch, we'd say a prayer. We'd say a prayer, and I don't really remember the prayer, but I remember that after I say the prayer, I get to eat. And I was like, let's just say it and let's just have some food. So that's pretty cool. My parents own a takeaway at the time. So a lot of the time at home, it was just me and my older sisters. In terms of when I was younger, this is like kind of, I was actually quite young. You guys may not think that I'm very mature for my age, especially James doesn't think I'm mature. But at the time, I kind of pondered about, when I was really young, like, what am I going to be doing? I'm just going to go to school, which is not very fun. I'm going to get a job, which is not very fun. And I'm going to do all these things, and that's it. And that's all I'm going to be doing. And I kind of just thought to myself, is that what life's all about? Is that, what we're here for? And is that kind of what we're meant to be doing? And I've always kind of had these thoughts, at the time in my mind. I think I've always had them, and it's always crept back up to me. Like the little interview with Bert, I'm quite a sporty person. I play basketball now mainly. But I used to play like badminton and football. And when I was around 11 or 12, you're right, Joe. About time you made it. But at that time, I got asked to come to a sports session. Just every Saturday, there'll be like aunties and uncles and some kids to play, play sports. It was mainly basketball and badminton, but I didn't play basketball at the time. So I used to play badminton a lot with like the aunties and a kid called Joe. And that was something that we just used to do. It was something to get out of the house, something to kind of do something ultimately. But at that time, me and Joe got pretty bored of badminton and we decided to play basketball with the big boys, with all the uncles and James, and I was lucky that we just started playing that. So that's kind of the start. Now, the reason I talk about that is because the people that were there were Christians, and they were from a church, and I didn't even know that they were Christians ultimately. I just wanted to play basketball. But from that, those guys asked me, if we wanted to come to a church. Now, at the time, we didn't really want to go to a church, but they did have a Chinese school. Now, a lot of kids here, you probably went to a Chinese school and you probably did not enjoy it like myself. The current Chinese school I went to, I didn't really enjoy it. It wasn't really fun. Didn't really like the teachers. And then when we found out that the church had the Chinese school, and I was like, oh, well, I know more people here. They seem a lot more friendly. So I thought, why not? I'll go to the Chinese school at the Leicester Church. This is all in Leicester. Because obviously you're going to Chinese school, you still have to go to Sunday school and things like that. So I was like, yeah, whatever, we'll go to Sunday school, we'll read the Bible, it's all good. I know a bit about the Bible. But it was awkward in the Sunday school because, the people there would ask you kind of questions. They'll ask you about, about the Bible when you read about it, about questions about it. And at the time in Sunday school, no one would want to answer those questions. No one would be like putting their hands up and saying certain things. So at that time, I was like, oh, I'm just going to put my hand up and, say the answer. I'd be like, yeah, this is the answer. And they'd be like, yeah, correct. I'd be like, is it? Like, oh, I didn't know that the answer was correct, And that kind of, when I look back at it, I can see that, God's already kind of, working in my life. He already gave me the answers. He already gave me that kind of wisdom at such a young age, but I didn't even realize it, at the time. From then on, I went to Chinese school and I went to the church for a couple of years. Now, when it came to accepting Christ, I don't think I fully acknowledged and accepted him until I was about 17. I think in my heart I did accept him, but I wasn't ready per se. It wasn't the right time. I was kind of waiting for this perfect time, this perfect miracle, this perfect kind of event. Say, yeah, God's real, Jesus is real, and I can kind of confirm that almost. But it never came, so I was kind of still waiting. But then there was a time when I was talking to James about it, and he was like, you know, he directed me to a verse in Ecclesiastes 3, and it was like, there's a time for everything, you know, and there's a time for things to happen and things to not happen. Well, you know, when I heard that and read that verse, it kind of made me stop waiting, and I go, you know what, it's time to start walking and following with him. And that's when I took my first steps with him. From there, it was pretty a normal life, I guess. I went to university, I went to Leeds, and that's where God, you know, had many challenges for me, especially in university. You know, I went through the same girl troubles or girl things, like, when's the one come in? Come on, I'm waiting for her. Where is she? You know, I tested and challenged God with it, and I was like, well, how do I know who the one is if I've not been with the not ones? So let's just try that out, maybe. So, you know, it was an interesting experience. But, you know, I went through all that kind of stuff and, you know, went through all the clubbing and things like that. So, like, you know, like Bert said, we're not all perfect, but we go through, you know, our journeys all separately and things like that. So, I mean, after all that, I kind of came back to Leicester, started working, and it was a very, like, mediocre life. You know, I was living at home, had my food on my plate, you know, and things like that. So it was all kind of relaxed. And I looked at my life again, and I was like, it came back to that same, almost that same question when I was 12, you know, is this it? Am I just going to work and go from there? Because at that time, I wasn't with God. I wasn't really going to church. I wasn't really, you know, listening to him or following him. And it kind of made me realize that, you know what, there's more to life than what I'm doing right now. So I kind of reevaluated myself and put my trust in God and put my faith in it. And it was incredibly tough. I found it was one of the hardest things I had to do, because I had to let go of a lot of things. I had to step aside, you know, a lot of things that I loved and cared for, especially with, like, relationships and things like that, because I felt like I couldn't really focus on God if there was stuff around me, you know. And it was tough. But, you know, the Bible talks about how easy it is to praise God when things are going so smoothly. It's hard when, you know, you want to praise him when it's tough. And, you know, that was a tough time for me there. But, you know, I can even see now that God's been working in my life. You know, like Bert said, I work at the Apple store. And if you work in retail, you don't get weekends off. You know, you will never, ever get weekends off. And now I have every Sunday off. And like Bert said, I'm here, which is awesome. And people go, like, you know, it's crazy that you drive every Sunday to church. I'm like, well, people commute to work Monday to Friday for an hour, and it's probably something that they don't like. I'm coming to something which I love and enjoy. And, you know, if it's only a 45, 40, depending how fast you drive. but, you know, and I'm coming to something which I love, which I, you know, want to serve, want to, you know, help out and things like that. So I was like, it's not hard for me, you know, to make that decision to wake up in the morning and come. But, yeah, from kind of stepping aside and everything, I kind of got more clarity, you know, in terms of what I want to do, you know, how I want to serve, and how I want, you know, how I feel that God wants to use me in this life. So, yeah, I mean, from then, like I said, I now get Sundays off. I come to the BCC church quite regularly now. I support and serve in the worship team. Some of you may not recognize me from there. And all this kind of led up to this day in terms of baptism. You know, I've had baptism in my head for almost 3 years now. It's been a long kind of journey. And every time I thought about baptism, you know, the past 3 years, I was like, oh, I don't want to do it, because, you know, there's something about it where I didn't want to take it for granted almost. It was such a high regard for me that I didn't want to mock it almost, you know, in terms of, you know, because I feel that it's such a, I know, like, back in the day, it was kind of, you do it straight after you accept Christ, but obviously it's different now. But I saw it as such a high regard, and I didn't want to take it for granted. And also, it's kind of like, it kind of sounds bad, but, you know, when you see other people that don't, you know, when they get baptized and you don't see them, you know, the way that you expect them to, it kind of made me, you know, more conscious about my decision in terms of how I'm going to live my life after, you know, getting baptized or living with God. But, you know, now I feel quite easy about it. I have no doubts about it. And I know who controls my life. Like I said, it's not a perfect life, but I know who controls it and who owns it ultimately. I think ultimately, looking back, I can see that God, you know, from the very beginning. He placed and planned a lot of things for me. The biggest thing I really want to thank him for is the people that he's surrounded me with. You know, there's people that that's really supported me. You know, I couldn't have done it without them guys. And I think it's kind of what I want to say is, you know, when you look in your own life and you look at the people that you talk to, there's a reason why you're talking to them, and there's a reason why they're in your life. You know, it took me a while to realize that, and you know, I'm really thankful for that as well. But you know, you may not know the answers right now, but he will reveal them to you later on. But yeah, I just really want to thank God for everything he's done, and hopefully what he'll do for me. And I want to thank you for all the support and everyone who's given me, you know, that love, you know, unconditionally as well. So yeah, thank you.